There you are, sitting in the library, reading. There you are, shopping all by yourself in Kroger. There you are, strolling down a mellow neighborhood street, just enjoying the breeze. And completely surprised, you hear your name, John, David, Marty. No other sound, no other voice. Michael, Christopher, Eddie. It's like a pistol shot out of the blinding dark. Bill, Fabrina, Anne. You jump, and maybe your heart quickens. You might want to run. And then there's that suspended moment in time between hearing your name and turning to the name caller. Just a single, lonely half sweep of the second hand between recognizing your name and recognizing the voice of the caller. It is just an infinitesimally small dot of not knowing who calls. But you turn anyway, and you say, yes. Now imagine that that voice that calls your name out from this depthless silence, imagine that that voice could belong to anyone at all. The sun is high, but the wind is cool enough. The fish are almost leaping into the nets. Voices carry over the lazy water. It is almost time to sit down for a small meal. And just as they pull the next net of fish from the Galilee Sea, they hear Simon, Andrew, James, John. They were fishermen. And when he called them by name, they left their nets and followed him. But what did these men hear when Christ called to them? Did they hear their names spoken aloud? The gospel just says that Jesus called out his invitation, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Does this sound like Simon or Andrew or James or John? If not, why did these sensible working men just leave their nets, their families, their hired help, their father, and follow Jesus off? Just imagine yourself at work today. A stranger walks into the office, the classroom, the bank, the store, and says to you, "Follow me." And then walks away. No name, no indication that this person knows you, just follow me. Do you leave your desk, your calculator, your books, and follow? In that infinitesimally small dot of not knowing who calls you, don't you wonder who calls? Well, of course you do. So how strange is it that Simon, Andrew, James, and John, not hearing their names from Jesus, but apparently not knowing who he is, how strange is it that they leave their livelihood and follow him? It is exceedingly strange. Well, unless, of course, we will say that when Christ calls us to follow him, he simultaneously renames us with our mission. In other words, when we hear, what we hear when he calls is not an old name, an unturned name, but the name he gives us to turn us to him. Perhaps you will be startled to recognize in this new name of yours a much older mission. Or you might find comfort in hearing why you were made. There could be fear or anxiety or even abiding pleasure. However you might feel about being renamed when called to your mission, turn and say, "Yes, Lord." Remember, at baptism we took on the whole life of Christ, adopting his name for our mission. There is no moment, no place when we are without the name of Christ. No moment, no place when we are without his prophetic and priestly ministry. Our lives are lives of constant conversion, always turning back to Christ, always turning back to follow him. So here's your assignment. When someone calls your name today, turn to them and say to yourself, what can I leave behind today to make Christ better known to this person? Or perhaps you can say to yourself, yes, Lord, how may I serve? We prayed the responsorial psalm to Psalm 116 this morning. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. Will you? When you hear your name called today, offer a sacrifice of praise to God by saying, O Lord, I am your servant. You have loosed my bonds.